Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The left fielder, Thad Boesley. Batting third. The center fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting seventh. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Harry Chappas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting fourth. The DH, Danny Goodwin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Dave Edwards. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive towards third. Castano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Boesley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boesley strikes out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boesley. Powell reaches second base with a double. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sofield. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres takes first base on ball four. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Foley reaches second base with a double. Morrison scores. Torres moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torres scores. Foley moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley strikes out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Torres bunts in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. Morrison moves to second. One out. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morrison moves to third. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong bunts towards the mound. Dotson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilfong moves to second. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to third. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sofield strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chappas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Washington who is chasing the ball. Castano reaches third base with a triple. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 White Sox. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Britt Burns now pitching. Jose Morales pinch hits for Danny Goodwin. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Rick Sofield. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing left field. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chappas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger strikes out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morrison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta moves to second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Ken Landreau pinch runs for Jose Morales. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Bombo Rivera. Mike Proley now pitching. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Ward now playing left field. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Foley reaches second base with a double. Alan Bannister pinch runs for Marv Foley. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell bunts towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Bannister moves to third. One out. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Chappas is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 4 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Colburn now catching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 4 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 4 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. the Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to second. Ed Farmer now pitching. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Ken Landreau. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.